Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we have quite a melange of music as we celebrate National Train Day, Mother's Day, and the birthdays of Billy Cotton and Bing Crosby, and remember Claude Choles. Last week, May 3rd, marked the birth in Tacoma, Washington in 1903 of Harry Lillis Crosby, better known as Bing, a name he got at age 6 as a result of his enthusiasm for the Bingville Bugle, a parody of a hillbilly newspaper written by Newton Newkirk and run as a full-page feature in Spokane's newspaper, The Spokesman Review. Bing's impressive career spread across records, movies, radio, and TV, despite the fact that he never learned to read music and could play no musical instruments. Bandleader Paul Whiteman hired Crosby in 1926 along with singing partner Al Rinker, and with the addition of Harry Barris, the trio became the Rhythm Boys. And after leaving the Whiteman organization in 1930, Crosby sang for a brief time with Gus Arnheim's band. He was featured on radio and in over 60 movies, winning an Academy Award for Going My Way in 1944. Crosby won the Lifetime Achievement Grammy in 1962 and has been called the number one recording artist of all time. He created the first celebrity pro-am golf championship, the Crosby Open, which he hosted for 35 years, raising millions for charity. Bing Crosby died of a heart attack on October 14, 1977. Here's Bing Crosby.
Clouds to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you. Thank you.
she holds my hand. La da da dee da 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 da. And then I understand. La da dee 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 da 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 da. Her eyes afire with one desire, then a heavenly kiss. Could I resist? And then she dims the light. La da dee 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 da 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 da. And then she holds me tight. La da dee da da da. Her kiss, each fond caress, they lead the way to happiness. She takes me to paradise. She dims the light, la da da dee dee, la da da da. And then she holds me tight, la da da dee dee dee, da da da. Her kiss, each fond caress, they lead the way to happiness. She takes me to
talking, you're so love above. When we go walking, I throw out my chest, say you're the best. Others just imitate kisses that you create, love above. You've got a way of petting that just drives me wild, say heaven above, above. made you so lovable. Love me, lovable child.
Bing with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, including Bix on cornet, on March 15, 1928, and Lovable, written by Leroy Holmes, Seymour Simons, and Richard Whiting. Before that, it was Paradise, introduced in the 1932 film A Woman Commands, where it was sung and whistled by Paolo Negri. Bing's version was recorded March 15, 1932, with a studio band led by Victor Young. Paradise was composed by Nacio Herb Brown, with the lyrics by Gordon Clifford. We began our tribute to Bing with Sam Lennon and his orchestra and If I Had You from January 25, 1929. If I Had You was written by Ted Shapiro, Reginald Connolly, and Jimmy Campbell. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, May 6th, marked the birth in 1899 in London of race car driver, pilot, athlete, yachtsman, and for more than 25 years, leader of one of the most popular bands in Britain, William Edward Cotton, better known as Billy Cotton. He joined the army in August of 1914 and became a drummer-bugler in the London Regiment and later joined the Royal Flying Corps, earning his pilot's wings at just 18. After the war, he played part-time in local bands and managed to buy a complete drum set. He formed his first band, which he called the London Savannahs, in 1925, and they were contracted to play at the Regent in Brighton. From there, the band played at venues including the Southport Palais Dance Hall, the Liverpool Rialto, the Astoria Ballroom, and Ciro's, from where he began broadcasting regularly for the BBC in 1929. During the 30s, in addition to radio broadcasts and recording, the band toured Britain's theatrical circuit, and in 1944 began the Billy Cotton Song Shop, which developed into the Billy Cotton Band Show, heard for half an hour every Sunday until 1957, when it switched to television. Billy continued to lead his band in the late 1960s, and on March 25, 1969, he finished writing his autobiography titled I Did It My Way. He suffered a heart attack and died that evening while watching a boxing match at Wembley Stadium. Here's Billy Cotton. Thank you.
happened to Mammy Bong?
Mammy Bong, Mammy Bong.
Got a feeling that something's wrong.
Mammy Bong, Mammy Bong.
She went out when the night was young.
Mammy Bong, Mammy Bong.
The night was young, so was Mammy Bong. Yeah. The whole night long,
Mammy Bong, Mammy Bong.
Can't help wondering where she's gone.
Mammy Bong, Mammy Bong.
What has happened to Mammy Bong? Yeah.
Remember one September afternoon, I stood with you and listened to a wedding tune. And didn't I go with you on your honeymoon? Remember me. Do you recall a cottage small upon a hill, where every day I had to pay another bill? And if I'm not mistaken, dear, I pay them still. Remember me. For I can see that little angel on your knee. Can't you see? He kinda sorta looks like me. For I'm the boy whose only joy is loving you, who worries till he hurries home when day is through. And I'm the guy you give your goodnight kisses to. Remember me.
Sam Brown with Billy Cotton and his band and Remember Me, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the 1937 comedy musical Mr. Dodd Takes the Air. That recording was made November 29, 1937, and was preceded by Alan Breezy Breeze and chorus with Mammy Bong from January 17, 1936. We began our tribute to Billy Cotton with Billy Cotton's London Savannah Band and Sunny Skies, written by Dave Sahn and Joseph George Gilbert. The vocal duo on that September 1928 recording was Sid Buckman and Joe Ferry. You probably heard on the news last week that the last veteran of what's known as the Great War, Claude Choles, died at age 110 years and 2 days. In 1916, he lied about his age and joined the Royal Navy to serve in World War I. He served there and in the Royal Australian Navy until he retired in 1956. Listener Rich in Illinois suggested some songs from the era, so here are some rapidly rotating records that, who knows, Claude Choles might have heard when they were first released.
While they were loading a transport, they found a stowaway, ragged and torn and hungry, crying, "Oh, please let me stay." An order came through from the captain. He said, "Bring the boy to me." After he'd listened, his eyes filled with tears, for this was a stowaway sea. "I want to be a soldier like my daddy. I want to be a hero brave and true. I may be just a tiny little laddie, but I can help to fight for freedom too. My daddy's dad fought hard to keep our flag flying high. My granddad's daddy died for liberty. Won't you please give me a chance? Let me do my bit in France, 'cause I want to be a soldier like my dad." Captain said, "Look here, my laddie, I cannot let you stay. We must obey all orders. Soon we'll be sailing away." The captain then called for a detail, and then bids the boy goodbye. "I wish you were older," the captain then said, and he heard the stowaway cry. "I want to be a soldier like my daddy. I want to be a hero brave and true. I may be just a tiny little laddie, but I can help to fight for freedom too. My daddy's dad fought hard to keep our flag flying high. My granddad's daddy died for liberty. Won't you please give me a chance? Let me do my bit in France, 'cause I want to be a soldier like my dad." "My daddy's dad fought hard to keep our flag flying high. My granddad's daddy died for liberty. Won't you please give me a chance? Let me do my bit in France, 'cause I want to be a soldier like my dad."
Mother murmured through her tears, a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot the mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. What victory can cheer a mother's heart when she looks at her blight at home? What victory can bring her back all she cared to her own? Let each mother's answer in the years to be, remember that my boy belongs to me. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder the mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
Fighting the foe, so we all stand steady and ready to go. We know no fear, we know no tear, and all we hear is the Yankee cheer. I heard a girlie say to her boy as he marched away, when you come back, if you do come back, you'll hear the Yankee cry at the boy Jack. And when you return, remember to bring some little thing that you get from the king, and drop me a line from Germany. Do, Yankee doodle do. When you come back, and you will come back, there's the whole world waiting for you. When you come back, if you do come back, you'll hear the Yankee cry at the boy Jack. And when you return, remember to bring some little thing that you get from the king, and drop me a line from Germany. Do, Yankee doodle doodle doo. When you come back, and you will come back, there's the whole world waiting for you. It's rum, tum, tum, the pipe and drum. So march in time, for the time has come to smash right through with a bang. With the same old spirit when liberty rang, the wind begins to rush right in and fly our flag over old Berlin. Let our message be to the Yankee across the sea. When you come back, if you do come back, you'll hear the Yankee cry at the boy Jack. And when you return, remember to bring some little thing that you get from the king, and drop me a line from Germany. Yankee doodle doo.
you will come back. There's the whole world waiting for you.
Listener Rich suggested a set of World War I songs to remember Claude Choles and a mix of songs for and against the war. Although he was eager to sign up and serve his country, after his retirement, Claude Choles became a pacifist. We begin that set of songs from the Great War with tenor Robert Lewis and I Want to Be a Soldier Like My Dad from May 24, 1918. Arthur Fields wrote the words, and the tune was written by Theodore Morse, who also brought us If They'd Only Fight the War with Wooden Soldiers, and Our Lanky Yankee Boys in Brown. Robert Lewis recorded 11 sides for Columbia in 1918. Among them were several popular songs, patriotic songs such as I'd Like to See the Kaiser with a Lily, and at least one anti-war song, Bring Back My Daddy to Me. Next it was tenor Morton Harvey and I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, recorded January 8, 1915. I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier was written by Alfred Bryan and Al Piantedosi, and was followed by Raymond Dixon and the Orpheus Quartet and When You Come Back, written by George M. Cohan. That Victor recording was made July 12, 1918. We finished up with Henry Burr, April 25, 1919, and a song written by Harry Hamilton and Ed Thomas, The Boys Who Won't Come Home. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes. Yesterday, May 7th, was National Train Day, so here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about trains, because, after all, who doesn't love trains?
Train 45 leaving Terminal Station, Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, you ought to have been uptown and seen that train come down. Hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Oh, Lord. Darling, I hear that train coming around the bend. Blowed like she'd never blow again.
Train 45.
Well, I'm going up the track, bring my little woman back. I'm tired of living this way. I'm a going after Henry.
Train 45. Where are you going,
Henry? I'm a going to Laura Bloomer, Tennessee. Where are you going, Henry?
Going to Boyle, North Carolina.
She blows like she'd never blow no more. Oh, no. If this train runs right, see my woman Saturday night. I'm 900 miles away from home. Oh,
The original Memphis Five, December 4th, 1922, and Railroad Man, composed by Billy Myers and Elmer Schobel. That was instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Sid Erdman. Before Railroad Man, we heard Lem Fowler's Washboard Wonders with Express Train Blues. You heard a solo by trumpeter Clarence Wheeler, as well as a short piano solo by Lem Fowler on that September 24, 1925 recording made by Columbia. We began our tribute to National Train Day with Train 45 by G.B. Grayson and Henry Witter. That was also a Victor Field Unit recording made in Atlanta, Georgia on October 18, 1927. The G.B. and G.B. Grayson stood for Gilliam Banman, but he was usually called Banman by friends and family. He became blind at a young age, but was able to make a living playing fiddle and singing. In 1927, he met harmonica player and guitarist Henry Witter, who was already a recording veteran, and they formed a partnership, recording about 40 songs over the following 3 years.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Today is, of course, Mother's Day here in the U.S. Anna Jarvis is credited with bringing about the official observance of Mother's Day. Her campaign to establish such a holiday began as a remembrance of her own mother, who died in 1905 and who had, in the late 19th century, tried to establish Mother's Friendship Days as a way to heal the scars of the Civil War. 2 years after her mother died, Jarvis held a ceremony in Grafton, West Virginia, to honor her. She began a massive campaign to adopt a formal holiday honoring mothers, and in 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. A year later, nearly every state officially marked the day, and in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed Mother's Day as national holiday to be held on the second Sunday of May. So here are some rapidly rotating records about mothers, beginning with Elmer Grosso and his Greenwich Village Orchestra.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Mother with Elmer Grosso and his Greenwich Village Orchestra and Mother Dear from a Jeanette 78 wax November 23, 1926. The vocalist was Elliot Stewart, who is also listed as a vocalist for the Vagabonds, which, as you know, is a pseudonym for the California Ramblers. Elmer Grosso made dozens of sides for Jeanette between 1926 and 30, and there's a photograph of the band on the sheet music of Horses, with the caption introduced by Elmer Grosso and his versatile orchestra. Next, it was the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, a Ben Selvin outfit, and You Remind Me of My Mother, from late September 1922. You Remind Me of My Mother was written by George M. Cohan. Several times I've played Von DeLeef's tear-jerker rendition of Baby Your Mother Like She Babied You for Mother's Day, but we finished up with a decidedly bouncier version by Franklin Bauer, with Don Bester in his orchestra from a Victor 78 made November 14, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.